We're back here on our pregame show here on KSOM. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we visit with the new head coach for the Cam football team, Nick Kaufman. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your squad going into tonight's ball game against Fremont Mills?
Oh, not too bad, Chris. It'll be interesting to see how the boys respond in their first game with a tough opponent.
So how would you characterize just the preseason, the practice, the scrimmages, everything that you did to try and prepare for tonight?
Oh, I mean, things have gone fairly smooth. We haven't had most of the positions were pretty well settled coming into the season. So, you know, less than half that we were really looking to fill with new personnel. So, you know, I guess I don't feel too bad about it.
Very good. How do you feel about just your kids up front, like the offensive line, defensive line coming into the season?
Defensive line will be rock solid. Offensive line, you know, we're still making a few mental mistakes once in a while. So that'll be a little more of a question mark.
Well, go through your defensive line there and what you see coming into the season.
Colin Bauer will be returning as our what we call tackle. He played that position last year and was outstanding. Will Rouse, he'll be first-time starter, although he played quite a bit last year on the defensive line at nose guard. He's a very physical presence, so I think it's going to be fun watching him play. And then Caden Will is our defensive end. He played quite a bit last year. In fact, he played, I believe, the entire game defensively against Fremont Mills last year, and he had an excellent game. So being a starter this year, it'll be a lot of fun to watch him.
And then so what are the question marks on the offensive line coming into this one?
Well, I mean, it's not personnel, but it's just more a matter of, you know, can we take the right steps and, you know, get in the right position and, you know, understand our assignments and things like that, you know, or will we make some mistakes and key moments and stifle some drives and things like that.
And who are those guys starting up front there on the O-line?
Caden Will. Will Rouse, and then Brenton Hoover.
All right, very good. Well,
so you got a senior and two juniors.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. In terms of just your quarterback, I mean, Nick Kaufman.
Yes.
Zach Kaufman, got to get my Kaufman straight. Just what have you seen from Zach in terms of just learning that position? And, it might be a little bit nervous for him at first or everything like that, or do you think you expect him to take things over and without missing a beat? I mean, what's the process? What's he going to have to do to just try and settle into the position?
Well, I would sure hope he would be nervous. I mean, it's a lot of big shoes to fill, and, you know, it's a lot of leadership and a lot of things go into that position that other positions don't have to do. A lot of things to think about, but we wouldn't put him in that position if we didn't think he could do it. And he's shown great leadership in the preseason here and just been great all the way around. I believe he'll be a captain Friday. So anytime you get a sophomore captain, I think that says a lot.
So what are your first impressions of Fremont Mills?
Well, they bring almost everybody back from last year, and they beat us last year by 12 points. So that says something. They got two seniors at tight end, senior tailback, senior quarterback. You know, they're sound. Everything they do, they're well coached. Running back, the Ekpai kid, is very physical, big kid. Hard runner, Lincoln Hofer kid, the Reed kid, you know, they're just Forney. They're all well-coached, good kids that, you know, they're going to show up ready to play. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
How important is it going to, you know, egg pie? I mean, they got another one in Lincoln Hawker who can run it too. And they're both physical runners. What you're emphasizing to the defense in terms of tackling, because I don't think these guys can be brought down with just one guy.
Right. And you even have to include the Paxton Campbell as well, because all three of those guys, if they get out in the open field, you're in trouble, especially with Campbell. You know, give him some space, and I don't know if we've got anybody that can tackle him in space. That's a tall task. So we're going to have to keep him bottled up and not let him get a full head of steam, and, you know, try to minimize the space that they can work in.
So overall, what would you say your biggest keys in this football game?
Well, we just need to be sound as far as assignments. You know, not one kid can't try to do another kid's job and things like that, because they keep you honest with the RPO and the bubbles and all the different things they do. You're just constantly in conflict, and if one kid gets out of position, you're in trouble.
Well, it should be an entertaining matchup, an entertaining game, and the season. Let the season begin. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here tonight against the Knights. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Nick Compton, head coach for the Cam Cougars, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show. Coming up next, we'll hear from Fremont Mills head coach Greg Erstein. That's on the way after this here on KSOM.